Darwin's house? Why was it tumbling down?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the eye-opening book, Already Gone.
A few years ago in England, there was an appeal for millions of dollars to restore Charles Darwin's house. And you know, we can learn a very important lesson about this crumbling house. You see, the roof had fallen in on Darwin's lab, and the main house had a leaky roof, the walls of the study were being attacked by woodworm. The home was eventually to become a total ruin. You know, there's a touch of irony to all of this. Darwin popularized the idea to millions and millions of people that everything has made itself and that nature has, on a grand scale, organized matter from simple to complex, from chaos to cosmos. But in reality, virtually every single scientific observation confirms that the very opposite is true. What we observe is that because of the curse, which was the result of sin, everything that's left to itself tends to run down, just like Darwin's house. Darwin's house didn't rebuild itself. It required a lot of intelligence and energy to improve it. You see, it takes intelligence to make something.
This is one of the last days we're offering Ken's powerful DVD on Genesis and the culture. It'll share with you why Christians need to trust Genesis in this modern scientific era. Get Ken's DVD when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and make a donation of any size, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.